This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. There was a crash in Amtrak train. Yeah! Happened, a day or two ago? Amtrak train carrying the GOP to a retreat. It crashed. Members of Congress crashed into a dump truck. Oh, the symbolism. Oh, man. Dump truck driver got killed, though. Here's what the New York Post said. An Amtrak train carrying members of Congress, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, to a GOP retreat in West Virginia, slammed into a garbage truck Wednesday, killing one person. No lawmakers or staff were hurt, according to the White House. A nurse at the scene reported at least one fatality and one person in critical condition after the crash. Trains win. They win against 18-wheelers. They win against trucks, regular pickup trucks. They win against any type of regular automobile. They win easily. Maybe a tank could get them. But, boy, trains have so much momentum. They win. Stay out of the way. I don't know what, when I heard this story, I was wondering, did the Democrats, set this dude up? Is he, is this a Trump dump truck driver that was going to testify against the Clintons? You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff that you think about when you know what really goes on in the deep state. Nurse said, it just plowed into that truck. We didn't know what it was until our car went by the garbage truck, said Representative Mike Bishop. He's a Republican out of Michigan. Dump truck, look, train's coming, get off the, unless you have a death wish, get off the tracks. He says it was a forceful impact. You could tell we hit something substantial. The train jumped, lurched forward. It was a loud, loud bang. So they hit, a dump truck is a hefty truck. Man, Amtrak, I was just thinking about the number of Amtrak issues still. At some point, President Trump's probably going to say, we need to look at the infrastructure of Amtrak. Remember that train just not long ago? They said, it was traveling way too fast. Well, why? Oh, man. He said emergency responders rushed to the scene, all this. And the GOPers were fine. I mean, you're going to get some, maybe a little bruising, but they're fine. I was thinking about it, though. It would have been more fitting if the train had carried crooked Democrats and then they ended up in the dump truck. That would have been funny. The Democrats, like I said, probably set this whole thing up. Hey, the Republicans are going to a retreat. It's going to be going through Charlottesville, and that's where we can make this happen. We don't know who the fatality is, and somebody else is in a bad position. But you can assume that the truck driver, who is likely the person who was killed, is one of the forgotten people that the Democrats protect. And here's how I would say CNN would have reported the story if they had more details, a fake news story. So I'm not saying CNN reported this, but I'm saying if they did, here's how I would predict they would report it. So the headline would be, Republicans crashed their train into Dreamer driving a dump truck. And then they would give you the story. At 2 p.m. on blah, blah, blah day, this, that, and the other, on the second year of Obama, not Obama or whatever, Juan Miguel dreamed of living in America and was, in fact, a dreamer. Juan never committed a crime. Juan came over with his family at the age of 11. He went on to attend junior college and then finally college in an effort to improve his life. Juan was learning English, and he wanted to earn more money to provide for his family of six children. In a previous interview, Juan revealed that he works hard so that he could bring his abuelito and abuelita to America. He wanted his grandparents to be closer to their parents, to their kids, and to his children, which would be their great-grandchildren. That's all Juan wanted. His dream of, here it comes, family reunification, the PC term for chain migration, you know, that racist term, was the reason that Juan worked so hard. But Donald Trump killed Juan's dreams. Trump didn't fund the anti-train bill that runs into Juan, and thus Amtrak trains have gone rogue on the tracks in America, killing dreamers in epidemic numbers. In another irony, that the train wrecked in Charlottesville, the site of the white supremacy event a while back. You guys know what I'm talking about? Put on by Jason, I think his name is Kessler. I've spoken to Jason. He's not a white supremacist, but that's what they called his event. I mean, this is a sarcastic scenario that I just laid before you, but I'm telling you, don't be surprised if you hear some sad story about one. He's a dreamer. Or he's from Africa. And he wanted a free life. I just wanted to be American. That's all I wanted. I wanted to be here next to Kevin Jackson. This is the crazy world we live in now, folks. The crazy, crazy world. So, I don't know what's going on. Amtrak, I rode Amtrak from New York to D.C. a couple of times. And I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't on my mind that Amtrak could crash, and likely would. I had an escape plan in the event that the train crashed. How crazy is that? I should have just been enjoying my ride. I don't ride the train very often. But when I said, because I had an event in D.C. I had to get to, it was easier to take the train than to, you know, try to fly into, you know, from one airport to the other. It didn't make any sense. It's like an hour and a half drive by train, hour and a half ride. So I was like, yeah, this is cool. And it's something I don't do every day. So I was excited about the possibility. But I was also a little hesitant because I know the trains are not safe. Think about it this way. Airplanes crash less than Amtrak worldwide. And there's some dangerous airports. I've flown in out of a few, in and out of a few. Whoo. But Amtrak makes them all look rather benign in comparison. Anyway, I just found it interesting that the congressmen were going to be dumped in a dumpster and they wrecked on a government-sponsored, you know, transportation system that apparently needs an overhaul. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Let's take a little break from politics for just a second. I mean, it's not fully a break from politics. And let's go a little bit to pop culture. Always like to do that. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 24/7 on demand. 844-551-8255 if you want to call and talk to a brother. So, this next story is just flatly wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. Virgin Atlantic says it will feature love suites on some of its New York-bound jets that are designed with couples in mind. Yeah. Do you see the irony of Virgin Atlantic flying a plane that is a love suite? I mean, don't they have another airline called Slutty Pacific that they could put this on? Why does Virgin Atlantic want to promote the love suites? See, that's what the left will do to you. They will mess it up. They will change the definition of stuff. Virgin Atlantic. It's going to have three love seats in some of the Airbus A330-200 planes that are going to be joining the fleet in March. And it's got other special seating arrangements. What would that be? I'm just curious. Is it going to have like a tube, you know, in the middle? Will it have one of these robo sex bots that we've been hearing so much about? What is this going to have? This Airbus special seating that also has the three love suites. They say the love suites are, here we go, ideal for dual dining, watching movies together, or catching up on, and I'm not kidding, the article has quotes around work. The seats are located in the center of the cabin. And when I don't think if this is a suite, is it like a private little room? I mean, what are you going to have in there? I can only picture these adult, you know, the places where you get adult movies. And I will be honest with you, I have never been in one of those joints. Never. And I am curious, but I've been told there are private screening rooms. Now, I don't know about you, but if I went into one of these adult, you know, video places, the last place I want to go is into a private screening room, because that has to be the nastiest place, one of the nastiest places on the planet. Yuck. Love suites. Virgin Atlantic. The revamped upper class seating arrangements include, quote, freedom suites and extra private corner suites in the jet's upper cabin. It reminds me of one of the first trips I took to the Far East. And I flew Sing Air. And I should say for business, because I'd flown to the Far East many times, but I'd never flown Sing Air. And I'd heard a lot of, I've flown to the world, around the world multiple times, but I'd never flown Sing Air. And so I get in, and this jet is huge. There's three places where you entered the plane, and I'm entering in the third. And the company I worked for had just instituted you couldn't fly business class anymore, so I was with the heathens, right? And I get on the plane, and a lady comes up and offers me a mimosa. And I was like, oh, no. But the first thing I noticed outside of the, it must have been, no exaggeration, 30 flight attendants, male and female, 15 each. And I get on the plane. These leather seats are huge, and I got a private little screen. For me, this is decades ago, folks. Private little DVD of my own. Not one that, you know, everybody watches the same movie. So I was blown away. I'm sitting on this seat, this big seat that I could curl up in and go to sleep. Nobody by me. No, I mean, I had no neighbor. And the lady comes up and offers me a mimosa. And I'm like, oh, no, hey, hold on a minute. Now, I'm not in business class, first class here. No, please don't come over here. Don't, you know, I didn't want to have to pay or, you know, get in some trouble. So she said, no, it's okay. You know, you want a mimosa? I was like, well, then yes, I'll have a mimosa. And then they come by later, and there's a menu, and it's got three choices, chicken, beef, and fish. And I'm looking at a menu going, what? They're going to feed us. And it wasn't like peanuts and pretzels and all that. It wasn't even one of those American Airlines deals. It was like this menu was laminated. I mean, it was like this is gourmet as far as air, you know, the air, you know, being in the air goes. So they bring me my beef meal, which wasn't bad. And then I put on my private video. Some other people are watching others. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? What warped universe am I living in? So they had two other classes. They had business class, and they had raffles class. If you phone Sing Air, you know what I'm talking about. And I couldn't imagine what was going on in raffles. Because if I was in better than business class, better than first class on a passenger jet in America, and I was in, you know, Bush League on Sing Air, so business class had to be just off the chain, and raffles, which was at the very front of the plane, I was going, I don't even want to know what's going on in there, because I know I'm going to be mad, right? But that's how good it was. So I can't imagine what Virgin Atlantic is going to be doing with these extra freedom suites that are up in the private corner. But they say all three private corner suites will include free Wi-Fi messaging and barista-style coffee menu. The plane's going to come with names like Strawberry Fields, Honky Tonk Woman, Scarlett O'Hara, and Daydream Believer. And they said, all of the 19 upper-class seats turn into beds. Yeah. They were purchased from another airline. They're being reconfigured. They're going to serve Manchester, England, to New York, to Boston, to San Francisco, and Barbados. So this is, the British are now going to get, you know, let me just put it this way. Many people will probably be joining the Mile High Club when they fly Virgin Atlantic to any of those locations. Now, I don't know about you, but if you are, you know, sexually charged, can't you wait? I mean, is it really that big of a deal to go, you know, God, honey, you just got to the airport. I don't know what you did before that, but couldn't you have done something before that or after that? Why is it you got these people who want to cater to sexual appetites in the air? Can you not wait 2 or 3 hours? I get it. Plane, you know, 5, 6 hours, 8 hours to America. I understand. But you can wait. God, it's just amazing. Look, I think free Wi-Fi, I think barista-style coffee, that should be par for the course. We've become spoiled. They should all give us it. I fly Southwest at $8 for Wi-Fi. I'm not paying $8 for your sketchy Wi-Fi. Every time I've had to get that, I got it on business a couple times, I had to get a refund. It was sketchy. It would go out. I want consistent Wi-Fi. I want those to be the niceties of travel, given that you have to be locked up with some crazy people for that amount of time. People that can get you sick. For all you know, you got capture some Chinese flu on the airplane. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting story. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. We have a breaking story. Well, it's not so much breaking, but now there's a new twist to the FISA memo. They say Devin Nunez altered the memo. Bum, 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 bum. That's right. He altered the memo. He corrected some typos. And, I don't know, did some, you know, something was supposedly potentially could be, you know, an FBI secret that he eliminated from it, but it's been altered. And so now Adam Schiff wants a new vote, bum, 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 because the material, parts of the memo have been altered, and now it's falsified. It isn't the same. By the way, he's the chairman of the committee that can do, you know, that has oversight over this, so he can do what he wants. But it's been altered. Took some typos out. And what's funny about it is now it's tainted. So just so we're clear, the FBI dossier, it could be the FBA, Federal Bureau of Aggravation, the FBI dossier that they use to get the FISA warrants to spy on Trump, that's completely fabricated by some British dude who supposedly worked with the Russians on information. All that they got right in that memo was how to spell Trump's names. The Trump family names and the Trump members. That's it. And they said, well, there was factual information in it. Yeah, the name Donald Trump was the only thing factual. It was completely made up. It involved prostitutes and all kinds of, like I said, you'd have to be on hallucinogenic drugs to believe anything about this fake dossier. But that's okay to go ahead and issue a FISA warrant so you can spy on Donald Trump and continue to thwart his election prospects. But because you make a grammatical change to the document that outs the FBI, Schiff wants you to believe, this is terrible. We can't have this. I'm telling you guys, the Democrats are in fear for their scurrilous, scandalous lies, and they better be. They better be. There's lots of signs, folks. Lots of signs. Desperate. Shifting tactics. You want to know what else these suckers have done? These chumps in the Democrat Party, after they realized that President Trump was bulletproof, they shifted tactics and they began targeting others in his administration. Now, I talked about this earlier when they started targeting Donald Trump Jr. They targeted Carter Page. They went after everybody else. For the record, when's the last time you heard the word Manafort? Yeah, when have you heard that? You haven't heard anything about it. Flynn has been, he's in the dust. There is nothing they can do to Flynn because they're going to find out all the information leading to his, so-called shenanigans was illegally obtained. Now, in the end of it, Flynn didn't do a whole lot wrong anyway. But now that it's spinning back on them, you don't hear those names. But they tried to deflect Donald Trump Jr. They went after him. Then remember when they went after Jared Kushner? When's the last time you heard the name Jared Kushner? Dude, he's a son-in-law. He's done it. So now they're shifting again. Scumbag Adam Schiff claims Devin Nunes colluded with the White House when he sent an altered version of the FISA memo that had been approved because it had typos. Yeah. Democrats jumping ship left and right. McCabe will soon lawyer up, and there will be many others. I guarantee you the phones of law offices around D.C. are buzzing. They're too hot to touch. They're telling they're warning the admins, don't touch the receiver. You could get burned. The big Russian conspiracy, Russian collusion lie is about to be exposed. So the next ploy, they want to sanitize the players, everybody. Yeah, the Washington Examiner wants us to believe that the pro-Hillary, anti-Trump Peter Strzok actually tried to help Donald Trump. I'll read you this. The FBI agent accused of sending anti-Trump text messages co-wrote the draft of the letter former FBI Director Comey sent to Congress informing members he was reopening the Bureau's investigation into Hillary Clinton's private server, email server, days before the 2016 election. Peter Strzok, who exchanged derogatory messages about President Trump and expressed sympathy towards Hillary Clinton with FBI colleague and mistress Lisa Page, was in favor of reopening the probe after new emails were discovered on Representative Anthony Weiner's laptop. A source told CNN. Comey sent a note to lawmakers on October 28th, the day after Strzok circulated his first cut to other FBI officials on the 27th, a little more than a week before voters went to the polls. Clinton has openly blamed this particular letter for her defeat in the 2016 elections. Suggested edits were made to the draft before it was forwarded to Comey by then FBI Chief James Rubicki per CNN. Comey would eventually send another letter on November 6th advising Congress the probe had been closed. So they want you to believe Strzok, even though he was a partisan hack, he was really going all out to make sure that Hillary Clinton, you know, was found out. Yeah, that's what he was doing. See, Strzok isn't so bad. Wink. He was the reason, folks, that the FBI decided to reopen the case against Hillary Clinton when thousands of additional emails were discovered. Yeah, that's it. So let's begin with the obvious. An untrained baboon knew to reopen the case against Hillary Clinton under those circumstances. What else could the FBI do when thousands of emails are found on a sexual pervert's computer and you don't know what he's capable of doing with those things when he wants to satisfy his urges? So maybe he was selling secrets. So that's the obvious. But next, what happens afterwards showcases the real corruption. Because you know that Strzok reopened the case in order to have the case closed days later. Think about the time, at the time, how many emails we were talking about. We were talking about thousands of emails that needed to be reviewed. Now, of the whatever number of emails that the FBI had at the early on in the investigation before we found this, we found out it took 150 agents over a year to go through all of the emails. But we're told that of the bounds of emails, and I know it was, I can't remember the number, but it was thousands, they were able to review them within a week and clear Hillary Clinton. Yeah. But get this. Here's what we found from USA Today. The State Department released about 2,800 of those emails. And I love this part, how they wrote this. Only a few of which contain classified information. As part of a successful lawsuit by conservative legal group Judicial Watch. So we had to sue to get to those emails, and they just had a little bit of classified information. The very thing that Hillary Clinton argued against, saying, no, I did not receive any classified information. But here again, we find out that she did. If I'm not mistaken, folks, that's enough to get you put in Leavenworth. Any classified information that was found on a horn dog, Anthony Weiner, his computer, you would think would raise flags with the FBI so that James Comey would say, you know what, I was wrong about the conclusion I came to earlier. But the plot thickens. Oh, yeah, dun, 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 dun. Because the Daily Mail reported that the FBI knew that these emails were on Anthony Weiner's laptop before they told us that they knew. And here I read this. Text messages between two FBI officials show that outgoing Deputy Director Andrew McCabe knew about the additional emails linked to Hillary Clinton's investigation a month before Congress was informed of them, just days before the 2016 presidential election. So they sat on these. On October 28th, 11 days before the election, then FBI Comey sent out a letter to Congress informing it that more emails were found on the laptop belonging to disgraced Representative Anthony Weiner. Thousands of email messages on Weiner's laptop led the Bureau to revisit the investigation, blah, blah, blah. But the FBI concluded there was nothing in those emails that warranted indicting Clinton. Text messages between two FBI officials, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, show that McCabe knew of the newly found emails by September 28th. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So, they want to clear Peter Strzok. They want to clear the FBI. And then we find out that the guy who just left, McCabe, who resigned right before he was going to get his 25-year pension, he sat on those emails for a month before we were told about it. Oh, but see, it's a matter of national security that we don't let this FISA memo leak out because it would make the FBI look, it would tell people how they work. We know how they work. They work crooked. That's how they work. This is the biggest scandal in the history of this country, what this agency has done, what Barack Obama's administration tried to do to a private citizen who dared buck the system, who dared fight against the corruption that exists in D.C. that has been fomenting, fermenting, growing for decades, right under our noses. Yeah. I'll end it with this. They say this. Strzok had been targeted by conservatives as an example of bias among law enforcement agencies investigating Clinton and Trump. And then they go on to say he was one of Mueller's investigators for only a short amount of time. So he was targeted? Since when is seeking the truth targeting? That's number one. Strzok put himself in the crosshairs. Nobody else did.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
FBI has been a place where truth goes to die, and Correct. Where they're used primarily to cover up. It's under FBI investigation. We can't answer your questions. We'll never see you again. Thank you very much.
And so these political operators are threatening the President of the United States. They're betraying their oath to the Constitution. They are so defensive and so reactive, trying to cover up for the big FBI machine, which, as Ed Rollins pointed out before, and frankly has a long history of all sorts of different flavors and corruption.
Right.
And when the American public learns about what's going on at the headquarters, let me tell you something. There's FBI agents or agencies, field offices all over the country where similar shenanigans are going on, and I'll point a finger directly at El Paso, Texas. There's all sorts of abuse of surveillance, of mail cover, of telephone tap, of intercepts. This, unfortunately,
of U.S. citizens?
Correct. Correct. Things that I personally have reported to the Inspector General of the Justice Department. They know this stuff. This is the worst-kept secret in the country. They're terrified, they're embarrassed, and they're frantic, and that's why you see them issuing the statement which attempts to undercut the actions of the chief executive of the United States.
Welcome back, everybody. Donald Trump is a mean old meanie. That's right, he's a mean old dude. You want to know why? Because he's disrupting the system, a system that's been in place for decades that has fleeced you, stolen from you. And worse than that, it's tried to convince you that you're wrong. When you report the theft, it goes, why would you report this as a theft? What are you talking about? We're stealing your money. We're putting it into useless things, things that have no consequence, no bearing on what we're trying to do as a nation or whatever. What do you mean we're stealing? We're not stealing. We're helping. We got to help Ray Ray pay for those 16 kids. We got to help pay for the cover-up of Congress members who commit sexual abuse. We got to cover up for all the nonsensical things that we do in manipulating you and maneuvering the media and all that. We got to spend hundreds of millions of your dollars to convince you that Barack Obama was a good president. Hundreds of millions of your dollars to cover up our pork projects. We got to make you believe in a higher power called government, to where we can tell you all the great things we're going to be doing for you, and we can keep kicking the can down the road. We never have to implement what we promise. We can just promise and promise and promise, and you will just listen and listen and listen, and that'll be the end of it. That's where we are. That was Lou Dobbs talking to a guest who's an insider at the FBI who says, I've been reporting on FBI corruption for decades. This is nothing new. You know who gets punished in the government? Whistleblowers. The people who try to expose what the government does, they're the ones who get punished. They get ridiculed. They get, you know, railroaded. They tell you they're conspiracy theorists. They're the tinfoil hat wearing people like that. The people who tried to expose the VA, they get railroaded. The people who tried to expose what the IRS is doing, they're made out to be kooks. I told you guys when I was on Outnumbered, these knuckleheads, I made one comment about, how do you know what this text meant? It could mean something very, nothing. It could have been absolutely nothing, or it could have been a plot against the president. I'm trying, oh, Kevin, let me protect you here. So, you know, you're not saying the FBI would be willing to kill the president. I'm not, what I'm telling you is you don't know what the FBI is willing to do. You don't know it any more than I know it. Why is my opinion kooky and your opinion not? Oh, I know, because presidents don't get assassinated. Who would dare want to kill Donald Trump? Who would dare want to disrupt Donald Trump's his different rallies and blame Trump people? Who would dare want to start rumors about Donald Trump with a bunch of floozies to convince you that a billionaire playboy, a guy, a good-looking guy that's made of money, who's more popular and more well-known than the president of the United States before he ever became president, has trouble picking up women? The same people that would tell you that that guy who graduated from Wharton with a degree in economics takes $1 million, invests it, makes a multi-billion dollar company, actually accomplishing something, showing up to job sites, understanding construction throughout, bringing his children there, children who firmly support him, and they would tell you he's an idiot, but the guy who can't get five family members to come to his funeral, Barack Obama, who had no family members come out of the woodwork to talk about how great he is, who doesn't talk to his sister, who doesn't talk to his brother, who has abandoned everybody, whose friends are nothing but crooks, he's the good guy. Only in a distorted America could you possibly believe that nonsense. Leftist America. Sanity. Our sense of worth, of well-being, even our sanity depends upon remembering. But alas, our sense of worth, our well-being, our sanity also depend upon forgetting. See, that's a statement by Joyce Appleby who applies to the left. That statement applies to the left. Because, see, let me tell you about what Republicans do. We don't forget. Good or bad, we don't forget. What we do is forgive. But we don't forget. Our sanity doesn't depend on remembering and forgetting. Our sanity understands that whatever memory gets created, it's there. And we learn how to deal with it because we have a moral core that allows us to put it in perspective. But the Democrats don't. They have to forget. And the problem with forgetting is you forget your lies. We live in the information age. We played a clip by Chuck Schumer from 2009 about immigration. To listen to that clip and to hear Chuck Schumer talk about immigration today, it's like two different people. It's Jekyll and Hyde. He thought we would forget it. He wanted to forget it. Why? Because we are in charge. He told us what we wanted to hear in 2009 when Barack Obama was in charge. He made it appear that he wanted tougher borders. He wanted security for this. He didn't want to just let people into this country illegally, etc. And you know what he did? Absolutely nothing. And now that something gets is possibly going to get done, now suddenly Schumer's against it. That's how they work. These Democrats, when it comes to this FISA memo, folks, I want to just let you know exactly what's happening. Pelosi came out not long ago talking about it's a lie. It's a lie, 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 lie. We played a clip of her. She said 14 times in 20 seconds that the memo was a lie. A memo created by the Democrats, at the request of the Democrats, by a left-leaning inspector general in order to prove that Russian interference with the election was what happened. And she now says that memo is a lie. That was excuse number one. Excuse number two was to release the FISO memo would be damaging to the FBI tradecraft. Violation of national security. Cory Booker just said the other day, releasing this memo was tantamount to treason. Now, it's been voted on. It's all, you know, we know that the Congress has said, this is a legit thing. We've looked at it. This is what needs to be released. But Cory Booker says, no, no, no. It's treasonous. You can't let this out. It's got too many things that how the FBI does its work. No, Cory, that's exactly why it has to be released. But they weren't out of excuses, folks. When those excuses didn't work, they got a new one. Nunez is a Russian spy working with Russian-designed Twitter bots who created the hashtag release the memo. And as a follow-on to that, let's call it 3B, Schiff now claims that Nunes worked with the Trump administration on the FISA document prepared by the inspector general. Why is he saying this? Because Nunes changed the memo with some typos. And now Schiff says it requires a revote because there was a period and a comma misplaced and left out and they misspelled a couple of words. We need to revote it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And finally, the Democrats now rely on fake news media to try to make the bad guy, Peter Strzok, look good. Oh, he was the one that authored the memo that said that we needed to go after Hillary Clinton. Yeah, so how can the Republicans dare say that he's in, you know, a problem? I guess it might be all those emails that he sent saying he hated Donald Trump. Oh, and it might be those 50,000 text messages that are missing, or were missing, that even gave us more salacious information about what he planned to do to Donald Trump. Maybe that. That memo's coming out. Good. I hope it's out. Is it out already? If it isn't, it should be. Because it's going to shut up Schiff and everybody else, and we're going to finally get to look behind the curtain of the most corrupt administration in the history of the Republic, that of Barack Insane Obama. And all his henchmen are going to go with him.
Do you won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.